Hi, I'm Phil Newman, and welcome to the Impact Online podcast. We are so glad you're here. Well, hey, everyone. It's great to have you with us. Here we are in a brand new year, 2023. We're believing that it's going to be a great year for you, for your family, for your finance, for your health, for your faith journey. I tell you, this is going to be a great year of taking ground, of God opening up brand new opportunities, brand new doors, brand new areas of influence and territory. And I really want you to grab a hold of that. Last year was the year of seed. And I tell you, the theme that we're announcing in a couple of weeks' time for our church, I tell you, it's going to be a great, great next step for our church and for you. So today I've got a word that I think really helps set up a brand new year, gets us in the headspace for a brand new year. And I want to speak today about eternity. Eternity is one of the sorts of things that a lot of people avoid talking about. Eternity is one of the things that really is so significant and affects so many parts of our life when we really open up to the concept of it and the truth of it. Now, in Ecclesiastes 3, we read a lot about life. And we read this: for everything there is a season. And the writer of Ecclesiastes goes on to provide a great list, I guess, of all the different aspects and things that we can do in life. He says a time for every activity under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to harvest, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build up, a time to cry and a time to laugh, a time to grieve and a time to dance. Are you keeping up? A time to scatter stones and a time to gather stones. There is a time to embrace. I'm a hugger. Are you a hugger? Well, there's a time for us to hug and there is a time for us to turn away. A time to search and a time to quit searching. There's a time to keep and a time to throw away. There's a time to tear and a time to mend. There's a time to be quiet and there is a time to speak. There is a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. And it says this: what do people really get for their hard work? I have seen the burden that God has placed on us all. Yet God has made everything beautiful in its proper time. And it says this: he has planted eternity. Everyone say eternity. He has planted eternity in the human heart. But even so, people cannot see the whole scope of God's work from beginning to end. This passage really does get very, very practical. It speaks to our Monday to Sunday daily journey. There's a time for you to work hard and there's a time for you to rest. There's a time to tear apart and there is a time to mend. There's a time to speak and there's a time to be quiet, to zip your lip, to listen well. And it so speaks to the balances, the different activities, that it isn't all one way. It isn't always doing it a certain way. And through all this list, it finishes by saying, you know what drives all of these balances? You know what drives all of these decisions? You know what drives all of these to's and fro's, these ebbs and flows? It's something that God has put in every single human heart, and that is a sense of eternity. You know, when it comes to your 2023, when it comes to what you will do and what you will not do, whether you will be at war or peace, whether your January, February, March will be a time for scattering or a time for gathering, whether your tomorrow time at work or on your family holiday will be a time for love or a time for hate, a time for war, a time for peace. Every single decision, every fork in the road moment, every season, every theme of each day, even each hour, really can be driven by the sense of eternity that God has put in your heart. You know, friends, I want to tell you that there is an eternity. Whether you agree or disagree, whether you believe it or whether you avoid thinking about it, whether it's something that excites you or whether it is something that terrifies you, there is an eternity. And God doesn't keep the revelation or the truth about eternity secret. It says here in Ecclesiastes that to help us each and every day with our daily choices, daily investments, daily relationships, daily emotions, daily sense of perspective, he has taken that revelation of eternity, that sense of wonder and that sense of scale and that sense of scope and the sense of bigness and the sense of destiny and the sense of surely this isn't all there is. He's taken all of that and he has planted it in your heart. He gives you a sense of eternity to help you decide, you know, when it comes to this situation, am I going to be war or peace? Am I going to be scattering or gathering? Am I going to be loving or hateful? Am I going to be doing this or that? You know what? You don't have to do that from a sense of I don't know. You don't have to do these daily decisions, make these daily choices from a sense of, look, I have no understanding of how I fit in the scheme of things, but rather, Lord, I don't fully understand, only you fully understand. I don't get how it fits from beginning to end, only you can see how it fits from beginning to end, but I do have a sense of eternity, that my 70, 80, 90, 100 years on this planet, that's not all there is to my life. That my destiny isn't just for my career. My destiny isn't just for my home. My destiny isn't just for money. My destiny isn't just for what I see, but my destiny is wrapped up and is affected by eternity. You know, in the light of eternity, everything changes. You know, the things that you and I get freaked out about, stressed about, so anxious about, so passionate about, maybe even so frustrated by, so angry about, so willing to put everything on the line for. I wonder if we considered those things in the light of eternity, maybe everything would change. There is an eternity. There is a heaven. There is a hell. There are most things in life, you know what? You can't take with you into eternity. You know, the things you're worried about now in the light of eternity, I wonder if they deserve a different level of heart space. So in light of eternity, everything changes. Number one, eternity changes what we carry. Eternity changes what we carry. You know, everyone has burdens and everyone has priorities, the causes that we live for, the things that we're passionate about, the things that we're willing to protest for, the things that we're willing to fight for, the things that we're willing to say in a relationship, this is a non-negotiable, the things that we're willing to put in a career choice or a church family decision or the different areas of life. This is it. I'm laying it all on this. This is my all eggs in the one basket kind of issue. In the light of eternity, eternity changes the things that we carry. You know, I don't know about you, but I find myself in certain weeks and in certain times, sometimes even in certain years, realizing that I'm carrying burdens that I really, in light of eternity, shouldn't carry. I've been so worried about something that in eternity, it shouldn't carry that level of authority. It shouldn't carry that level of concern. It shouldn't get that level of attention and head space and prayer time and heart space and emotional world and affect my relationships in the way they have. Oh, hang on a minute. In light of eternity, I tell you, I shouldn't be carrying this. I tell you, in light of eternity, this priority shouldn't be at the top of the list. It belongs at the bottom of the list. I think in a new year, eternity is something so great and important to consider because, you know, the whole New Year's resolutions, it really is about assessing and reviewing and hopefully making some choices around our priority list. I finished last year and fitness was way too at the bottom of the list. And in light of eternity, I want to have a destiny that makes a difference. I want to be able to go where God's called me to go and do what God's called me to do. And so because of that, I need my health to be in a stronger place. So my health capacity doesn't stop me doing what God has called me to do in light of eternity. So I need to bring health more to the top of the list. I've been spending money on certain things and sending money to these places and investing my money on these things. But hang on, In light of eternity, I'd much rather spend my money on these things. I'd much rather invest my money in these justice things and these compassionate areas and bring about a great effect in these areas. See, in light of eternity, our priority list organically and naturally, and to be honest, sometimes even challengingly, changes. Question, what are you carrying? Question, what are your burdens? Question, how is your priority list? Don't just go through life allowing other people to decide what your priorities should be. What will you stand for? What will you live for? What will you die for? What will you pay for? Be a person that considers those things in the light of eternity, because eternity changes everything. Number two, eternity changes how, when, or which choices we make. Eternity changes how, when, and which choices we make. If you think of life, every relationship, your faith journey, your career journey, your study journey, every area of your life, if you think of it, that all the choices are a fork in the road type of moment. Do I do it this way or do I do it this way? All those decisions, all those forks in the road moments are even a timing decision. Is it time for me to turn? Is it time for me to progress? Is it time for me to action? Is it time for me to respond? Eternity helps us decide how, when, or which choice to make. See, eternity helps us answer the question, am I running from something? Eternity helps us answer, am I running to something? Eternity helps us answer, am I reacting to something? Should I really get over it and let go of this? It's not worth reacting to. Eternity helps us answer, am I being distracted by something and distracted from something? See, in light of eternity, it helps us decide, you know what, I could go down this path that feels good right now, that costs good right now, that is attractive right now, or in light of eternity, I could go down this way that is worthwhile, that is purpose-driven, that is fulfilling my destiny, that might cause me some short-term emotional stretching pain, but I know it's what I'm called to do. I know it's my destiny choice. I know that it's the calling, it's for the calling that God has for my life. See, when it comes to choices, before you react, before you decide, step back and say, Lord, in light of eternity, I wonder which way is better to go. See, eternity changes everything. For those of you who rush, in light of eternity, it might be worthwhile slowing down. For those who resist and avoid and drag your heels, in light of eternity, maybe it's time for you to hurry up. For those who procrastinate and avoid making the choices altogether, in light of eternity, in light of your destiny, in light of heaven and hell, it's time for you to make the choice. So number one, eternity changes what we carry. Number two, eternity changes how, when, which choices we make. Number three out of four, eternity changes what we let go of. Eternity changes what we let go of. Number one was burdens that have been put on us, but number three speaks about the burdens that we've chosen to take on ourselves. And we think these choices and these burdens and these responsibilities, they are good responsibilities. I want you to think of life, if you like, going through life like you're carrying a backpack. And through the journey of life, you are putting more and more things in your backpack. I'm not a hiker, I've got to be honest, but I remember going on a school camp and I was shocked by the amount of stuff that I had to carry in this backpack. And I'm like, how can I walk very far carrying all this stuff? You know what? Exactly. If your life is loaded up by stuff, as good as it may be for a time, you can't go far. And so then the choice comes, Lord, I am weighed down by all this stuff. I wonder what I need to let go of. You know what helps you with that choice of what to surrender, what to give over control of, what to let go of? You know what helps? Eternity. Lord, I've carried my child, or I'm carrying my family, or I'm carrying my financial freedom, or I'm carrying my responsibilities at work, and I can't keep carrying all these things. What do I let go of? Step back. And in light of eternity, some things will actually start to, you look at in a different way. and start to see maybe that's not for you to carry. Maybe you're carrying something that is for Jesus to carry. See, we're meant to carry things. Don't get me wrong. There are burdens. Jesus teaches us in Matthew 11 to carry burden, but only to carry the burdens that he has graced us to carry. A lot of people end up being tired, fatigued, then they get angry, resentful, frustrated at the very things that they're meant to carry because they're carrying too much and they're carrying the wrong things. Jesus says, come to me if you are tired, weary, and I'll give you rest and I will help you only carry the things that you are graced to carry. Number four, finally, eternity changes who we worship. Eternity changes who we worship. Truth. Everyone worships something. You might think, well, I'm an atheist, or you might think that I'm not actively involved in worship. I want to tell you, every single person idolizes, opens their heart, and brings honor to something. Everyone worships something. It might be you worship yourself. I am unbelievable. You might worship a political or social policy. You might worship and idolize success or money or status or success. Everyone worships something because something has your heart. You worship what has the leadership of your heart. Now, when we step back and consider eternity, what has our heart changes. In light of eternity, why am I chasing all this money when I can't take the money with me? Why am I chasing success and popularity when I can't take the success or popularity with me? Why am I chasing this or this or this? And all of a sudden, what we're chasing, what we're idolizing, what we're seeking status and acceptance and identity from, all of that changes, and therefore what we worship changes. If you are worshiping and idolizing certain things, I would suggest to you that you haven't considered those things in the light of eternity, and you'll realize that there is only one who deserves our worship because he is the one who has sorted eternity. He's the one who died on the cross for our sin, shame, and pain, and purchased our freedom for heaven, for in perspective and in context of eternity, and that's Jesus. I love a whole lot of things on this planet. I love money and I love people and I love popularity and I love success. I love all those things, but never, ever, ever in a way that compromises my love for Jesus. If you've got an idol that isn't Jesus, it's time for you to realize that that idol isn't going to forgive you, isn't going to give you identity, isn't going to heal your heart, and certainly isn't going to purchase your freedom into eternity. That idol deserves no authority. That idol deserves no honor. That idol deserves no worship. The only one who deserves your worship is Jesus. You know, we've all got a mess and all got sin and all got shame and all got pain. It is only Jesus that can forgive us and heal us and grace us and give us inner, lasting, eternal peace. And today, if you need to receive Jesus as the answer for your mess, as the savior of your sin, I want to pray for you. And I want to pray for you if you need to come back to Jesus as well. If you need to be included in this prayer to get your life right with Jesus, I want you to join me as I pray today. Lord, I pray for people who for the first time or again are getting their lives right with Jesus. And I ask you to forgive them of their sin. I ask you to help them with their mess. I thank you that you take their shame, condemnation, guilt, and tired striving upon your shoulders and you give them peace, love, and grace. I ask that today you forgive them of their sin. I ask that today that this wouldn't be an event, but this would be a start of a journey of knowing you and your grace and your purpose. In the wonderful name of Jesus, amen. For us all, no matter if you're new to Jesus, don't yet know Jesus, or have known Jesus for decades, my prayer is that as you enter this year, you would do it, I would do it, we would all do it with a great sense of consideration of eternity. Remember in Ecclesiastes, it says that he has placed eternity in every heart. Don't avoid it, don't deny it, but embrace it. You were called for eternity, destined to eternity. God has a great plan and purpose for your life. Remember, eternity changes everything. It changes what we carry. It changes the choices we make. It changes what we let go of, and it changes who we worship. All our love and prayers this year, your way, in the wonderful name of Jesus. God bless.
Thanks for listening to our Impact Online podcast. We release a new episode every week, and you can access all our podcasts videos via our website. Visit impactchurch.me for lots of extra resources. We'll see you next time at Impact Online.